Si no se trata de uno, no sé qué hacer. Te pones al medio en busca de placer. ¿Qué va a suceder cuando todo pase? Algo nada que ver, quizá otra fase. Como panadero que está cesante, la masa de la mano falta adelante. Oye, no eres anciano, tampoco infante. Tienes que sacar memoria de elefante. Defiende la causa, quizá te sale. Desenfundar, mano, sabes cuáles. Se van a acabar tus balas de salva. Es así que la disparas a mansalva. Hágale su gracia como pueda. Haga de su cara su moneda. No le hagas matanga lo que se hereda. ¿Qué hago yo marchando por la Alameda?
Este animal déjalo y se venga. Déjalo y se venga. ¿Acaso hay mal que por bien no venga? Que por bien no venga. Este animal déjalo y se venga. Déjalo y se venga. ¿Acaso hay mal que por bien no venga?
Que nos trae hoy es uno que es fatal. No hay mal que por bien no venga. Son cosas que se dicen al pasar o dichos. Más que frases son dichos.
Nunca me saqué el kino y es la que hay. Voy a hacer el camino del samurái. Quiero ser el diamante más delicado y la vaca más valiosa del ganado. No quiero saber si estás de mi lado. Los cinco choca demasiado. Un poco masoca y un poco sado. Eres del cola de flecha el abogado. Defiende la causa, quizá te sale. Desenfundar, mano, sabes cuáles. Ahora cuando ya no son balas de salva. Ahora sí que las disparas por la espalda. Hágale su gracia como pueda. Haga de su cara su moneda. No le haces matanga lo que se hereda. Figura en el bandejón de la Alameda.
Este animal déjalo y se venga. Déjalo y se venga. ¿Acaso hay mal que por bien no venga? Que por bien no venga. Este animal déjalo y se venga. Déjalo y se venga. ¿Acaso hay mal que por bien no venga? Que por bien no venga.
Son dichos, ¿no? Porque las frases son otra cosa.
This is Super Sonido Show. I am La Molly, and you're listening to the Blue and Green Radio. So this is the show that sort of sits in that space where your history and the present meet, kind of seeking to answer the question of how can we be both. Do I have any answers? No, because I'm searching too, right? But I do know that the answer involves a lot of dancing. So that's we're going to get into that today. So that first song, which is dope. I found it and I was like, yeah, that's pretty cool. So it is this guy from Santiago, Chile. He goes by the name Bronco Jote, and the song is called Matanga. So he's kind of like an alt rapper, but he says he doesn't represent rap. He just like happens to rap, like be a rapper, but it's not, he's not like a rapper. I don't know how else to say it, but anyway, moving on. What's kind of cool about him is that he and his music are the combination of the political and social ideas that you know, he grew up with, that he's like holds right now, and then also combining that with the influence of pop culture that he did grow up with. And because like his name comes from this, the combination of some character from a TV show and then the idea of coyotes, right? And like with that immigration and all the social political issues that are packaged in with that, right? And he views his place in the world and in music as sort of like a witness where he's observing and then just like giving back to us what he sees. So it's pretty cool. I like him. Oh, this next song I have for you is very special. Very, very special. I got a lot of new music for you today, and I'm really excited about that because so many of my favorite artists are releasing new stuff, and it's like, it's just much needed. So this is the first of one of those. So the group is called Combo Chimbita. They're from, I think, Brooklyn, but definitely New York, by way of Colombia. And they're just amazing. So the song is called Brilla Más Que El Oro, and it's off their second album that's coming out, I think, in May. The album is called Aumale. And so it's really cool what they're doing. The name Aumale comes from a Yoruba term, which Yoruba is a very mystical religion with orishas and lots of ritual. And it's very, very cool and interesting. But also a big part of Yoruba is ancestor worship. So that's what Aumale means, adorer of ancestors. And so what they're really trying to do with this album is kind of catapulting the sacred knowledge of our ancestors into the future. And so they're really trying to communicate ancestral wisdom through the music, which is, it's everything. They're one of the coolest groups to come out in the recent recently. they're just dope. So here's Combo Chimbita with Brilla Más Que El Oro.
Thank you. fiesta la cachimba brava china.
I like that song. It's super funky. It's a group called Dile Mastronata, and the song is called Aichina. So, you could tell it's super funky, and I like them. It's like this, they create like this fantastical outer space kind of world that is like infused with this tropical futurist vibes, but then it is definitely anchored to this world by those Afro-Colombian beats, the funk, the blues, the dub, the electronica. It's really dope what they're doing. And it's cool because they have this very obvious deep connection with the roots of Colombian folklore music, and a little of that really golden age tropicalia, but then they mix it with this strong sense of experimental improvisation. So when they're making music, a lot of it's like, I mean, they might have like the base for it, right? But a lot of it's made up, which is super cool. So I hope your seatbelts were buckled. The next song I have is a guy called Carlo Marco, and he's from Chile. And he's really interested in diasporic sounds and kind of blending them together. So taking the traditional sounds of Africa and the Americas and kind of blasting them off into the future. So here's a song called Imbira Flow.
Thank you.
That was a duo of producers called Pancha Sila, and the song was called Cariñito Dub. So they sampled a song called Cariñito, surprise, by the Cumbia All-Stars, who are, well, all-stars of classic Peruvian cumbia. So the song comes from a compilation called Sonidos Raíces del Perú. It was put out by Sounds and Colors. And so the aim of that album, that compilation, was to show the beauty of traditional Peruvian music and customs, but in like a completely different context. So they got a bunch of different artists from all over Latin America and had them reconfigure the sounds. But still, you know, the goal was to retain the soul, but kind of offer new environments in which they could be enjoyed. And it's sort of, they're taking off of the field recordings from this like kind of wandering, I guess you could say, French movie director called Vincent Moon. So he just traveled the country trying to kind of capture the sound of the cultures. And there was like 30 albums worth of sounds. And so Sounds and Colors kind of gave the different recordings. They had each artist pick one and use it as a sample to kind of be inspired by. So that's where we get that song. The next song is by DJ Raf, who is out of Chile, and the song's called Digital Rain, and it is. It actually, to me, it does sound like rain, but like digitally, because you're not out stuck in it, which is like always preferable. So it sounds like, you know, rain without being caught in the rainstorm, or rain from your warm house while you're, you know, drinking a cup of tea where you can sit and listen and enjoy it and not worry about, you know, your hair or your makeup running or whatever. I used to have like multicolored hair, well, lots of different colors, and I would always hate the rain because my hair would start melting into my clothes. Oh, it was the worst. Anyway, so yeah, DJ Raf was born in Chile, and right now he's living in London. And you might not necessarily be able to tell it that much from this song, but he is heavily influenced by hip hop, and that's kind of where he started with music. And he took a turn to electronica because he wanted to really challenge himself to kind of convey a message without any words. And I think with this song, he accomplished that. So here's Digital Rain.
echo. I seen my aura for the first time, right in front of you, sitting with the sky, letting the sun burn me till the night comes. I'll be dark, yeah, known from side to side, pushing stars for the ride as we glide on.
Sorry, but it, how can it get any better than that? I woke up glowing knowing that you'll be here. Like, what? That was El Lado Negro, second of the new music that I have for you, with a song called Seen My Aura. And oh God, he just floors me every time with like how good he is at what he does. So like I said, this is brand new music. It's off of his newest album, which was released like just a couple days ago, which is called How You Smile. And I just love him. His music is weird and good and just love. It's just love and warmth and acceptance and beauty and all the things you want and need in your life. It's there in all of his albums, but this one especially is really special. To me, what I love about El Lado Negro is like he is the epitome of like owning your weirdness, like I said. And the thing is, like, he's not actually weird, but he's not conventionally like, well, normal, I guess. I think he is just more than weird, immensely creative, but he's creative in a way that like insecurity would totally get in the way of it. So it's a good thing he's not, right? Yeah, and I think, you know, one of the cool things about him is he's all about being brown and proud. In fact, he sells shirts that say that. and, you know, on the face of it, his music might not seem like it's about that or identity or even anything related to like being Latino, right? But it is. Because to me, I think, you know, what he's doing is he's experimenting with music, with found sound, with technology and deconstructed Latin rhythms in the same way that we experiment with our identities. So he is amazing and you should go buy everything he's ever made because it's fantastic. The next song is also brand new and also my favorite band, Hello Seahorse, who's out of Mexico City, I think. They are putting out a new album by the end of the year. And it's their first their first LP since 2012. And so it's like much needed in the world. And this song is called Encendio. So I don't know. I'm really excited that there is all this new music from all these people that I adore. It's great. So I'm waiting with bated breath for the new album from Hello Seahorse. But the interesting thing about this song is it is sort of a teaser of kind of a new direction for the band. So they're, I don't know if ambient is the right word, but their music is a little, again, kind of weird. but in the most amazing way. But this song, Encendio, has a little bit more of a rock and roll feel, and so it seems like the album is gonna also be a little bit more rock and roll, which is kind of cool, and it's working, they're doing it. And this song specifically is about that moment when you're kind of starting over, but you have to do it you gotta light some stuff on fire first, right? Fire is cleansing, it is, you know, renewal, honestly, even though it's quite destructive as well. Sometimes destruction is good, right? You gotta burn stuff to get out of that hole sometimes. So here's Encendio by Hello Seahorse.
Hasta entonces todo se comportaba como suele ser, desdoblar con la forma que tomo, la fuerza de la admiración, desviando la mente. Pero un día ya despierto, descubres que un velo libre desdoblando la vida entera.
À toa, quando a paixão é boa, tantas vezes já caí e até pensei em desistir. Não existe outra pessoa que faça e que destoa tudo aquilo que aprendi e o pouco que já vi. Mas sou homem, pobre homem, não se assombre.
Federico Siete with a song called Azul Transcendental. So he's from Austin by way of Brazil, and he kind of performs this like Pan-American soul is what he calls his music, which is really just this music kind of sopping wet in Afro-Brazilian grooves, but then he adds like American funk, some reggae, and some rock and roll, among other things. And so this song is off of his debut album. I think he's been doing music for a really long time, but this is like music with him as like the band leader or whatever you call that. And so the album is called Exotico Americano because it's really about being like othered, right? And not quite fitting in here or there, but kind of embracing all of your differences in an effort to unify rather than, you know, chop yourself up into little pieces and kind of, okay, fine, I fit like this here and I fit like this here, right? How you kind of have to, well, they call it code switching, right? Just being authentic in all your spaces. That's really important. The next song is by a man who goes by the name Vanchantu with a song called Entre los Ceros. So he lives in Ecuador, but he's from Argentina, I think it's interesting, actually, because the two expressions of the same type of music, that electro folklore sound, is really different in the two places. And so one is a little bit more ritualistic and one is a little bit more, less ritualistic, but a little more like electronica heavy, dance floor kind of ready kind of thing. But what he's done, and so it's cool that he's from both places, because what he's done is really created that deep house sound that I think is more indicative of Argentina, but made it equally ready for the dance floor and like your ritual space. And so he kind of switches between this like dreamy sound and then this also ritualistic moment and kind of weaves together these experiences. He's a traveler. He's been kind of all over the world playing music, working with music. And so he's kind of taking us through his extensive travels, right? And he kind of brings us into this like shamanic trance-like place with the song and the vocals. So I'll see you on the other side of that trance. Here's Entre los Ceros.
Thank you.
Gotcha. I got one little perfect moment left for you. The group is called Sangre de Murdago, and they're from Galicia, Spain. And it's really like these folk songs that are meant to sort of heal you, make you want to dance and love and roam and just be. So they're kind of cool because they've managed to bring together like that which is very ancient, which and timeless, right? But is very vital to who we are today. So the song is called Sonios. This has been Super Sonido Show. I'm La Molly, and I will see you next time. Peace.
Oh, sueños, sueños.